This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. And on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that keeps track of Arkansas business and politics. Michael, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How's life up there in the 4th Congressional District?
You bring that up because as you and I have talked about in previous weeks, at some point when redistricting happens, based on the latest census numbers, the 3rd district is going to have to lose some people.
Right.
And the conventional wisdom has been that, well, Washington and Benton would stay in the 3rd, and where will it go? But now there's some speculation that maybe even Fayetteville is taken out of the 3rd district.
Yeah, this is incredible. This is about to switch from being a reasonable discussion to somewhat of a circus-type environment on this redistricting. I mean, think about this, Kyle. People have to get an idea in their head, a map in their head, and how would that snake up through Franklin, Johnson, possibly Madison, and into just that corner of Washington County where Fayetteville is to pull in the 4th Congressional District?
That would put
Fayetteville with Pine Bluff and Lake Village and Texarkana and El Dorado. I mean, that's an amazing – it's just amazing that has even come up. But when this story first hit yesterday, we thought maybe it was a hoax. People were just having fun with it. But we confirmed it. People are really thinking about this.
When you mentioned that Pine Bluff and Fayetteville and El Dorado and Lake Village would be in the same congressional district, that's almost hitting every corner of the state.
that's why it's silly to think about. But there are some folks trying to blame Sue Madison there from your part of the world is wanting to possibly run for Congress. I mean, it's just politics, and we know politics is involved in redistricting. You know, it's not like that old scene from Casablanca where that hotel owner, when the Nazis show up, he says he's shocked that there's gambling going on in the establishment. Well, no one's shocked that there's politics going on. We just didn't think it would get to this level. And but hopefully we're hopeful. Obviously, cooler heads will prevail, and that the district will change slightly because the 3rd district does have to lose people, but it shouldn't require that the type of gerrymandering that's being discussed.
Here's what we know. The 3rd district is going to have to get smaller geographically and by population. It's going to have to.
Correct.
Congressman Steve Womack was in Harrison not too long ago at a town meeting there, and he heard from a lot of people in Harrison that said, please keep Boone County the 3rd district. We know that the Fort Smith officials have asked to be kept. We know that Fayetteville officials are going to work their hardest, but somebody is going to have to be cut out of the 3rd district.
Right, and, you know, that could be Pope, could be a little bit of Franklin or Johnson, could be up, you know, Boone. And, you know, Boone County, that for the 3rd district, that's almost the Holy Land. You know, that's where Congressman Hammerschmidt's from. That would be an interesting cut to pull that out. And it's a very conservative county, so it would be interesting if the first or even second district, however it went, would be interested in pulling that in, because that scenario, which is one that we've talked about, would make that first congressional district more conservative, and I'm not sure the Democrats, which still control this process, want to see that happen.
It's about 100,000 people that have to be trimmed out of the 3rd district. So that's
yes, sir.
You have to keep in
yep.
mind. It's just not a certain county or something like that. You have to come up with actual population numbers that make it work.
Right, and I do want to make a note on that, because I've had some emails. People want to know why is the 3rd district going to have less people than the other districts. That's not the point. The point is they're all going to be equal in terms of, or roughly equal within a very small percentage, probably less than a percent. They're all going to have the same amount of people in it. It's just that the population has shifted, so the lines have to shift to reflect that. So I want to stress, it's not that the 3rd district is going to have fewer people than the other districts. They're all going to have roughly the same amount of people.
Right. Okay. What about consumer confidence? Report came out this week.
Well, unfortunately, it shows here in the Fort Smith region that folks aren't they aren't as confident as they were about 90 days ago, both for their personal financial situation and the direction of the state and national economy. That had been proven. This is the third third survey we've conducted, and we use a fairly comprehensive, detailed phone survey. It's somewhat expensive also. And we surveyed 601 people on February 22nd and 23rd here in the Fort Smith region in the metro area. And we still see, people just aren't sure about what's next. In fact, when we ask them to describe the personal financial situation, if they're better off financially or worse off than a year ago, 12% said that they were better off, which is down from 90 days ago. Now, the good side of that is only 38.5% said they were worse off, which is a little bit better than 40% 90 days ago. But it's still just a reflection. And this poll, I might add, was taken about the time the gas prices started creeping back up. And we also had an unemployment jump in the metro area. It jumped from about 7.9% to 8.6%. So I don't think people are overly negative. I think they're just very cautious, and that's what this report shows.
Well, have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, Kyle.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the City Wire, dedicated to business, politics, culture, and more, Fort Smith and beyond. Thanks, Michael.